My guest today, Wei Luo, is performing at the 2018 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival in her role as a Gilmore Young Artist. Originally from China, Ms. Luo is studying now at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, and in Michigan will be performing on April 27th at 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in South Haven, then in Kalamazoo on Saturday the 28th at 2 p.m. at Stetson Chapel on the campus of Kalamazoo College, then in Battle Creek on April 29th at 4 o'clock in a free concert at First Congregational Church of Battle Creek. And you're wrapping up your whole time with us in Michigan with a symphony performance, playing the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini on May 5th in Battle Creek with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra. Wei, it's really nice to meet you, and congratulations on the Gilmore Young Artist Award.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. I feel really honored to receive this special prize.
So tell us about how you learned you were a Gilmore Young Artist.
So I think it was around 1 year ago, like on a normal Sunday morning, I was practicing at Curtis, my school, and I received a call from a person called Dan, and he said, "Congrats, Wei, you won the Gilmore Young Artist Award." And at first, I didn't believe, and I thought, "Oh, is this a treating? is this a treat call?" Because I didn't attend any competition. And he said, "No, we select you as one of our young artists for the next year." So I was really happy to learn that. And then I called my manager and my teacher, and they said, "Oh, that's a big prize. So you are very lucky."
Will this be your first time visiting Kalamazoo, Michigan?
No, it will be my second time. So last November, I was in Kalamazoo to give a preview performance for the Gilmore Festival. And I really like the city of Kalamazoo.
You performed for the preview of the festival. Were you happy to learn there would be so many other pianists appearing at the festival, pianists who are older than you in a different stage in their career, but a chance to rub elbows with some really great performers?
Yes, so I'm so ready to learn a lot. So I will come to as many as concerts as possible. So, yeah, so I'm very excited to be part of the event.
Would you tell me about growing up and becoming a musician in China?
Yes. So I was born in Shenzhen. It's a new city near Hong Kong. And then when I was around 5 years old, I was in kindergarten. And one day I heard the sound of a piano, a small upright piano, and I was really attracted to the magical sound. So after I got home, I asked my mom, "Mom, what's the sound from the instrument like a closet? I don't know the name." And then she said, "It's called a piano." And then I asked her, "Can I have a piano and can I learn how to play it?" And she said, "Wait, it's not a small toy. It's very expensive. If you want to learn it, you have to stick with it for some time, not to give up like tomorrow or next week." And then she gave me 1 month to consider. And I took a serious like time to think about it. And then I told her, "Yes, I want to learn it seriously." And then my parents got me a small piano for my 5 years old birthday gift. So then I started my music journey. And yeah, so now I'm 19, so I didn't give up.
No, you did not. And you gained a lot of experience as a performer and student in China before you came to the United States to study at Curtis. I understand that there's a very big scene for classical music in China, so there were opportunities for you to perform and compete.
Yes. So although I moved to the U.S. at very young age, at 13, but I moved to Shanghai Conservatory to study music when I was 10. Mm. So I perform and learn a lot in Shanghai before I come to Philadelphia.
And who is your teacher at the Curtis Institute?
Yeah, so I'm studying with Mr. Gary Grafman and Mr. Roberto McDonald.
Moving to a whole new country and starting music study sounds like such a challenge. How were your teachers able to help you adapt?
I think they support me a lot, and they are very open to me, because although I come from another culture, but I feel very easy to mix into the study environment at Curtis. And their teaching style, so it was very smooth transition for me. So yeah, and they didn't expect me to be a certain way, and they just kind of guide me to where I am now. I was worried before I came here because I was young and my English wasn't so good. But after I got here, my two teachers, they're so supportive, and yeah, so my worries are so unnecessary.
Well, I'm excited about your solo program. You'll be performing the same program in three different recitals, very close together on April 27, 28, and 29. Do you look forward to this opportunity?
Yes, very much. One reason is because in the program, I personally put the program together. In the program, there are two of my very favorite pieces. And one is the Haydn Sonata, and another one is the Prokofiev, the Seventh Sonata. So they are two of my favorites, and I'm so happy to share this wonderful music three times with the Michigan audience.
I do love the way you bookended your recital. You begin with the Haydn and you close with the Prokofiev. They're two wonderful works, but they need a little connection. And so you draw the line between Haydn to Chopin to Tchaikovsky and then Shostakovich and Shchedrin and Chopin
yes.
again. It's so nice the way you make it flow like a story.
Yes, that's what I was designed for the program. And then the Shchedrin, although I think it's not a piece that the pianist often play, but I found it very interesting and effective to start the second half as well. Yes. Also, you may notice in the program, I have mainly Russian pieces, right? So to me, I like Russian music at a very young age. So, yes. So I tend to show more Russian, kind of music in my program this time. Yes.
Well, it's a way of saying who you are as a person to put these pieces on your recital.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is it about Russian music? Is it the dark soulfulness or the sometimes extreme virtuosity?
I really like take the Prokofiev, the Seventh Sonata as an example. I really like the realistic and the power behind the piece. Prokofiev wrote this piece right after some tragic events happened to him, his close friend and the friend's wife died. And then Stalin asked him to write a cheerful piece right after that. But he was really unhappy. So he wrote three war sonatas, the number 6, number 7, and number 8 after that. So the audience can really get the powerful and the tragic feeling from the three war sonatas. So I think that's very amazing, like how the music, how strong the music is in the piece.
I have a memory of Yefim Bronfman playing all three in one night here in Kalamazoo, and it was almost too much. There's a lot going on in those sonatas. You have a little more balance in a way.
I was going to say that the Shostakovich, the prelude, the piece I'm ending the first half, is also a very monumental piece. It's also not so popular, but I think it's very special. Like, first of all, it's the ending piece of the 24 preludes and fugues of Shostakovich. And then, like, he used this, like, 12 minutes long piece to show, like, the tragic and the heaviness, the sadness of the war, actually, and how sad he is. But I can still feel like in the fugue, he felt a little hope after the war. So it's all kind of mixture of emotions in the Shostakovich. So like every time after I played the Shostakovich, I always feel, oh, that was quite a journey for me to experience all the emotions from Shostakovich.
Going to perform this program three times in three different Michigan venues and wrap up your Gilmore Festival shows with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra and another Russian piece, Sergei Rachmaninoff's
yes.
Rhapsody. Yes.
Yes.
That's a lot to prepare.
Yeah, they're wonderful music. So, I'm very happy to be in the process for preparing this, all my favorite Russian pieces.
Everyone loves the Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. Is there a way you're playing it that makes it special to you, maybe a little different than other performances we've heard?
I think many years ago I played the Liszt and the Brahms Paganini variations. So now I feel I'm ready to play the Rachmaninoff Paganini Rhapsody. And I think I will make it special, because it's my, it's my Russian favorite again.
Is this the first time you've played this with an orchestra?
Yes.
Well, that makes it special too.
Yes. And then I really like the number 18, the variation. And it's so beautiful, like da 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 di, da da da, that one. And I think like some movie even use it in the theme music.
Well, Wei, I'm sure I need to let you get back to classes and preparing for your visit to Michigan. I'm so glad to talk with you in advance, and I hope you have a wonderful time at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you. I really look forward to share all the music with the Michigan audience, and see you in April and May.